and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays not only remain for the boys, it's college football Saturday. Week 11 in college football. Blows the mind, I know. And this is Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. And we stream live worldwide on the free ESPN app, as well as all smart speakers. Just tell it. Play ESPN West Palm. Full show today. A lot of ground to cover as we get rolling. We say good morning to Damian Perez. Que paso?
Good morning, as always. How's it going, JC?
All right, my man. All right. How are we doing our picks last week? How'd we do?
We did all right.
All right.
All right.
Well, we got a chance of redemption. We've been better. We've been worse. We got a chance of redemption. That's what football season's all about, a shot of redemption. As we get into the slate, there's just two top 25 games, but there's great games on this slate, this college football Saturday. By the way, the slate presented by the Boca Raton Bowl, FAU Stadium, Wednesday, December 18th, 5:30 p.m., live on ESPN, but why not be there in person? Get all your information online and social media, of course. The Boca Raton Bowl, again, Wednesday, December 18th, 5:30 p.m. How about noon today? Coming up shortly, the number 4 ranked Miami Hurricanes, 9-0 on the season at Georgia Tech. Techies, them Jackets are 5-4. They're an 11-point home underdog. Miami is one of just 5 remaining unbeaten teams in the country. And by the way, at number 4, their highest ranking since 2017, Damian.
Yeah, UM just keeps rolling. Cam Ward keeps looking like the Heisman quarterback that he is. But the question here is UM's defense, you know? Can they stop some plays, you know, some drives? Because they've been blowing out opponents, but they've also allowed a lot of points. So that's the key in this game. I think they should be able to stop Georgia Tech.
This is a danger spot. It's an early kick on the road, Georgia Tech. Just danger. This one could be potential upset. Keep that in mind. We continue on also in the noon window. The Florida Gators, 4-4 on the season at number 5, Texas. The Longhorns, 7-1. They're a 21.5-point favorite. Texas, of course, enters off the bye after winning at Vandy. That was back end of October here, the 26th. 3-point victory. And Florida, of course, shorthanded with injuries, but Billy Napier gets a vote of confidence. The AD says he's our guy now, and for the foreseeable future gets that vote of confidence. Texas, a 21.5-point favorite to your Gators.
That's right, and it just keeps getting tougher for the Gators. Lagway went down last game. It does look like
injuries.
It's just a hamstring injury, but yeah. That's the starting quarterback. There was already questions going in at quarterback, and now with Lagway going down, they just keep adding on to the questions.
3:30 today, the 3:30 window. Michigan, 5-4 on the season. They travel to Indiana. Hoosiers, the number 8th ranked team in the country at 9-0. Indiana is a 14-point favorite to Michigan. I'm just going to say this. Indiana's never been 9-0 till now.
Yeah.
So therefore, they've never been 10-0, obviously. They've beaten Michigan one time since 1987. I know that I got a little level of infamy for telling Conor McGregor, reminding him that he had one win since Barack Obama was president. Get this. Indiana has one win over Michigan since George Herbert Walker Bush was president.
A long time.
I'm sorry. No, that's Ronald Reagan. That's Ronald Reagan. That's a Ronald Reagan presidency in 87.
That's even longer.
What am I talking about?
And I tell you what, I think
Indiana, I mean, this would, forget being 9-0, beating the defending national champions and Michigan, this would make their season.
Absolutely. I mean, Indiana's in need of a statement. People keep counting them out, although, like you said, they're 9-0 for the first time in their history. I think they're going to go 10-0, and they will beat Michigan for a second time since the Reagan era.
14-point favorite. It would be since the Reagan administration. 7:30 tonight, Florida State. The Seminoles at 1-8 on the road at Notre Dame. The 10th ranked Fighting Irish. Notre Dame 7-1. They've rebounded nicely since an early season loss. Notre Dame is now a 26-point favorite. We're going to check in with Patrick Everson live in Las Vegas. Senior reporter, VegasInsider.com. Coming up in the next segment, he's going to tell you about the line movement. Because remember, you could have bet this game in May. The line just a little different then.
Just a little.
Than it is today, hours before kickoff. This line, by the way, and I'm just going to tell you that there's a way, if you'd bet this early, if you'd betting this over the summer, there's a way you can almost certainly make double your money. Almost certain. Worst case scenario, you win one, you lose one. But I got a real good feeling you're going to be able to win both. Anyways, our own Dave Druda at ESPN
That's
West
right.
Palm, he's a big Florida State backer. He planned this trip for the family. When he did, he imagined Florida State was going to be slightly better in the win column, slightly better of a program, and certainly not a 26-point favorite. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this is probably the game that when he looked at the schedule, he circled and said, this is the one
family trip
that I will take the family to, you know, memorable experience. But like you said, I don't think he had it into account that FSU would be this bad.
Florida State, remember, they lost three games. They won a game, and then they lost five games again. Notre Dame has won their last six games. Florida State has lost their last five. You talk about two teams going in opposite directions. Notre Dame, winners of their last six. Florida State, losers of their last five. This is a bad spot.
Yeah, I mean, and who would have thought coming into the season, you know, FSU, they brought in DJ, can't say his
Ugalele.
Name. Ugalele. And, you know, they thought this would be the season where, you know, FSU makes some noise, but it's been the polar opposite, like you said.
So, you know the memes online, Instagram versus reality? Like, here's what she looks like on Instagram, but then in reality, here's what the car looks like, the house looks like. Florida State this summer, that line, their expectation, that's the Instagram. And then the reality is where we are right now in the early, you know, parts of November.
It's a harsh reality.
Expectations. Projections. It's amazing when you look at the preseason final polls and then you look at the final after the season's over polls and you look at, oh my God.
Yeah.
They had no idea that team was going to be any good. Where was Indiana? They had no idea that team was going to be so bad, Florida State.
And if
it happens every year.
If you even take it a step further, all the noise that they made when they didn't get selected to the playoff last year, you know how they deserve to be there.
Right.
Yada yada.
Yeah.
Well, they're here now.
Yeah, and then this is where they are instead. All right, now we get to the big game. Today's big game is pretty easy to identify. It is 7:30 on ABC. It is the 11th-ranked Crimson Tide of Alabama at 6-2 on the season, heading into Death Valley, Baton Rouge, to take on the 15th-ranked Tigers of LSU, an identical 6-2 on the season. Hard Rock bet, I've seen this number from 3 to 3.5. LSU, a home dog of a field goal to 3.5. The loser of this game, let's be honest, Damian Perez, the loser is out.
Yep.
They're on the outside of the college football playoff with no chance to get back in. Bama has lost their last two road games. Both these teams enter off a bye. They've had time. LSU lost 38-23 at A&M. But remember, in that game 2 weeks ago, they were up 10 points at half. Bama has won 11 of the last 13 in the series. They've dominated LSU over the last 13 seasons. Bama, however, listen to this. With a loss in this game tonight, they go from 79% chance to make the college football playoff to 20%.
Wow, that's a huge swing.
4-1. They're four times better at 79% than they are at 20%. That's how important this game is for Alabama. Your thoughts, Damian Perez?
Yeah, you mentioned it. Alabama won the last 11
of the last 13, right.
But they've split the last two. So it is closer than people think. I think this game being in Death Valley, LSU, you can...
Well, it's closer in the last 2 years.
Right, right. and the fact that Nick Saban's gone, you know, this is a different program in Alabama. Although right. they're still very
sure.
good. I still think LSU is a little bit one-dimensional. They haven't found their run game, whereas Alabama's a bit more balanced. I know the game's in Death Valley, but I just lean on Bama in this game.
This is our second playoff game, if you will, of the season. Because the first one is going to happen with Ole Miss and Georgia. By the way, Georgia, 2.5-point favorite at Ole Miss. Did we skip that at 3? We did. We skipped that game. How do we skip that game at 3:30 today? Third-ranked Georgia Bulldogs at 7-1 at the 16th-ranked Ole Miss Rebs, 7-2 on the season. Ole Miss a 3-point home dog. Jackson Dart leads the nation in passing. He's got 21 touchdowns against 3 interceptions. Georgia at 7-1. They could afford to lose this game. They obviously would like to avoid that. But for Ole Miss, this is an absolute. This is the first elimination game of the playoff season. Happens at 3:30 in Oxford at the Grove. And then this one here, the big game at 7:30 in Baton Rouge. That's your second. And that one is win or go home. Don't make any plans for January.
Right, for both teams.
For both teams. That's an absolute winner ball. The big game presented by X Golf West Palm Beach. The new home of indoor golf is X Golf. It's right off I-95 on Okeechobee Boulevard. It is the most fun. They do different specials and parties and ladies' night. Listen, full bar, great food. There's private rooms. Everybody gets their own private bay, by the way. And you get your own flat screen TV to watch the fights, to watch the games. If you want to watch golf and races and whatever else, so be it. College football at X Golf. You're playing actual golf inside. No worries about the weather. Convenient, easy. Great place to host your charity golf tournaments because there's no running around the course trying to track down the people you want to FaceTime with. Get all the information that you need online. Get it on Instagram. That way you can see pictures and see it all in the videos. XGolfWPB on Instagram. XGolfWPB. What a great... Have you been yet?
I have not, but I've heard it's amazing.
You can choose thousands of courses around the world that you want to play.
Wow.
It's not just hitting balls mindlessly, like, you know. It's actually playing the game, keeping score, short game, putting. The technology is insane. You're swinging real clubs, hitting real balls. But simulator-wise, it becomes like an augmented virtual reality deal. It's insane. X Golf West Palm Beach, the new home of indoor golf. X marks the spot. Go to X Golf WPB on Instagram. The big story this week, obviously, the first ever 12-team college football playoff picture revealed. Rhys Davis gave everybody a little bit of a head fake. Remember, the rankings came out on election night. So you've got everybody thinking about a decision and, you know, this moment and whatnot. Listen to Rhys Davis as he opened the ESPN special for the college football playoff reveal. Listen.
Decision day. At least the first one. Tonight, a 13-member electoral college delivers the opening planks of the platform that will govern our future, the 12-team college football playoff.
Yeah, he makes it seem like it's election night coverage, and obviously it turns into college football playoff. Rick Neuheisel has a problem. He's on the CBS Sports broadcast. He's got a problem with Indiana at number 8. Listen.
Totally understandable. I still don't think Indiana's getting enough respect because of the name on the front of their jersey.
Say it again.
Name on the front of their jersey. Yep. Time will tell. I did it exactly.
Every win by 14.
And then I thought SMU kind of got the short end of the stick. I don't know that they're being appreciated enough.
Yeah, we weren't talking about SMU. We're talking about just about Indiana. But do you agree with him, Damian, that because of the name on the front of the jersey, in other words, Indiana, like, who are you? Like, you're a basketball school. You don't belong because the brand is not big-time college football.
I mean, absolutely. If you look at it, Indiana's 9-0, and they're rolling over. They're winning decisively. You know, they're not leaving room for questions. This team deserves to be respected. Yeah. I think 8 is a bit too low. But you also got to think, they haven't had that one win where you can say, okay, this team is for real.
Yeah.
They can really win a national championship.
But he's right. The brand, the perception is that you're not.
Oh, absolutely.
You don't belong here. Dari Nokia, on Saturday mornings, you hear him on ESPN Radio and elsewhere. Georgia fans upset about their positioning in the college ball playoff. He says, hold on, folks. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Listen.
Right? Yeah. First of all, you better win in Oxford.
Yeah.
Then you better take care of Tennessee.
Yeah.
Then you better land in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Then you better win in Atlanta, or else whether you're 1-4, 5-8, or 9-12, or out of the entire thing, doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Like,
you're right.
You're only in the top four if you're a conference champion. So, and you're only a conference champ if you get to the conference championship game. And you're only going to get to the conference championship game if you take care of business on the field, which starts Saturday with Ole Miss on the road.
On the road. And there's a tendency to look ahead, right? There's a tendency, well, what down the road? They got to win this game today at Ole Miss. And then they got to beat Tennessee. And then you got to get to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. This whole looking ahead and worrying about the future is kind of like when there's a game 6 in a World Series. We saw it a few years back with, I think, the Cleveland, then Indians, now Guardians, and the Cubs. And they're talking about saving this pitcher for Game 7. It's like, bro, you don't win tonight. There is no Game 7. Handle what's in front of you. Dari continues. He points that out exactly. Sums it up. Handle your business. Listen.
Or it ain't gonna, like, all of this conversation matters not, right? But if they beat Ole Miss and Ohio State beats Purdue,
right,
who is the worst team in the Big Ten,
yep,
they'll be sitting at number two next week anyway. None of it matters. It's just really pretty to look at.
Yeah, he's right about that. Biggest surprise in the college football initial playoff rankings, Damian Press.
I think I got to go with Indiana. Indiana being at eight, to me, it's
that, does that really surprise you, though? We know it's wrong, but does it surprise you that the committee saw it that way?
It does, because they're 9-0. I feel like as a 9-0 team,
right,
you should have the respect. You know, you've gone undefeated. They have a test in Michigan this weekend. Maybe if they played Michigan a week before the bracket came out, maybe, yep, it'd be a little bit different. But I just feel like as a 9-0 team, you deserve that respect, and they should be a little bit higher than eight.
So I'll ask you, if it were the exact same stats, everything were the same, the margins of victory, everything were exactly the same, but instead of it being Indiana, it were Notre Dame, would it be number eight?
No, absolutely
it'd
not.
It'd be what, five?
Top three,
four?
I'd say. Yeah, top three.
What if it were Georgia? Same exact stats.
Top
same
three.
Exact strength of schedule.
Top three for sure.
So what Rick Neuheisel said, and we agree with, you can prove right there, is the case.
Absolutely.
There's tremendous brand bias, and we're not buying it just yet. Because Indiana, you're a basketball school, you're terrible. You shouldn't judge upon anything based on last season or what history has been. It should be merely what you're seeing right now from this team and who you're seeing it against. That should be the criteria in which you're based.
Absolutely. And I think that will change with this new playoff format moving forward. I think we will get used to that a little bit.
Coming up when we return, VegasInsider.com senior reporter Patrick Everson is going to join us live from Las Vegas with line movement, liability, major wager, red flags, all the above. So you're going to want to stay locked for that. But first, this reminder, St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Shout out, SLBT.com. I got a brother-in-law. He's a mechanic. Back when I lived up home, upstate New York, that's who took care of my car. Because as family, you know he's not going to job you. He's not going to find things that are wrong that aren't to try and, you know, charge me, cost me more money than it is. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, family-owned business. There's 18 locations now from West Palm to the Treasure Coast. It's about relationships. It's about trust. They're the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. They know their customers' cars because they've been taking care of them since 1970. But they know your vehicle, what it's had, what it hasn't, what it needs, and what it doesn't. They're looking for ways for you to make your car run better, last longer, save you gas even on top of that. That's what efficiency comes from tires and proper inflation, etc. Whether it's a minor repair or a major one. Service, whether it's an oil change. People need wiper blades. They can get you in and out faster and cheaper for an oil change than the dealership can because of the cost of hourly labor. See, they cut right through that. So, my brother-in-law is way up there, but I got SLBT here. Who, by the way, I got my first oil change from SLBT, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, 1998. Go online, SLBT.com. They got batteries for any kind and every kind of vehicle. And I'm talking golf carts and side-by-sides and jet skis and boats. Of course, your cars and trucks and SUVs. And they got tires for everything. But what they got is integrity. And these are honorable people. And this is who you want handling your service and your repairs and your maintenance on your vehicles. SLBT.com. St. Lucie Battery and Tire remains the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. We go live to Las Vegas. Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com. He's not selling anything. He's not even picking the games for you. He's telling you which way the lines are moving, which way the money's coming, so you have informed information to make your own decision. Of course, bet that, of course, on Hard Rock Bet. Back in moments, Saturday Tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate with your boy JC. That's me on ESPN 106.3. We go live to Las Vegas in just a moment. Senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson joins us once again with the latest in line movement, lopsided action, liability, the three L's. So hopefully you can catch a bunch of W's and also a potential major wager or two. Week 11 college football. Unbelievable. And week 10 in the NFL tomorrow. All that in just a sec. Reminder right now, though, speaking of money, Anajar and Levine accident attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. 1-800-747-3733. Cost you absolutely nothing. Consultation absolutely free. And remember, you don't pay a cent unless you get paid. And Anajar and Levine will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know and they know you absolutely deserve. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, injured on the job, workers' comp issue, call Anajar and Levine. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You'll always talk to an actual attorney about your case. And again, Anajar and Levine, fight to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys, friends of mine, to help you take back control of your life. And with that, we do go live to Las Vegas to senior reporter from VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson, who joins us once again on Saturday Tailgate. Happy College Football Saturday to you, Patrick. How are you, pal?
And also with you. I'm great. How are you doing?
Can't complain. Every day above ground is a good day, my friend. And by the way, we got a couple of games today that are early elimination games in college football. The CFP Field of 12 released for the first time on election night. Some people more interested in that than in the other decision being made. But we got ourselves a couple games, including Georgia Ole Miss, where if Ole Miss loses, their season's done. And for Bama LSU, loser there is probably on the outside looking in, too. So let's get to some of this line movement for what we're looking at for college football, first and foremost. What do you got?
Well, first off, to your point, those are two super, super popular games.
I bet.
And awesome information I've got going into the weekend here.
Great.
From BetMGM.
Yeah.
The biggest need for BetMGM in college football week 11 is Ole Miss against Georgia.
Wow.
No team is taking more point spread tickets. No team is taking more point spread money this week at BetMGM than Georgia. And I'm sure that's a real popular game with your friends over there at Hard Rock as well.
Hard Rock Bet, absolutely.
And then, you know, probably just as popular or very close to it, as you noted, the other SEC game with Bama at LSU. They are going to need the home, or rather the road favorite in this game. They're going to need Alabama at this point. LSU is number two in point spread tickets and number two in point spread money behind Georgia in both counts. And both just, you know, really popular plays. Georgia at BetMGM taking 78% of spread bets, 76% of spread money. So it's definitely lopsided there. The money line is a little more in balance, not quite as out of whack, but they're still leaning toward Georgia. They're laying the juice on Georgia to win that game. And that number has shortened, but even though the overwhelming majority of tickets and money are on Georgia and they're taking Georgia on the money line, that number has come down. I haven't heard specifically, Josh, of sharp play on LSU, but I would guess there was probably a little bit of sharp money at three, you know, taking that 3.5 to push that down to 3. I think there's been 2.5 out there a little bit this week as well.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if there's a pro versus Joe situation in either one of those games, be it Georgia and Ole Miss or Bama versus LSU. They'll be very widely bet games, and that obviously allows more of the public money, the square money, the newbies, as sports betting becomes legal now in 39 states in the U.S., to go against the professionals, the pro Joe situation. So you're not sure if we have that in either of those two.
Not sure if we have that specifically. I would guess a little bit on Ole Miss at the 3.5 at least.
Yeah.
Seeing as how there's been 2.5 out there. But what I will say is this. Joey Fiesel at Caesars Sports, he's based here in Vegas, but he's speaking for Caesars Sports nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
They have such a following in Louisiana on legal regulated sports betting in Louisiana.
Oh,
Caesars
bet.
Does.
Yeah.
What he said was, you know, you got a nighttime game in Death Valley.
Right.
He said, I expect this to be, right now it's not, but he thinks by kickoff, this could be, a little bit more of a two-way game.
Mm.
But he did say, we have such a big customer base in Louisiana.
That makes sense.
They're going to be all over them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he also said, maybe,
yeah,
to your point about the Sharps, he also said, I expect, because of being in night game, Death Valley, home dog, He said, I'll expect to see some angle shooters. And I think by that, he means sharper players coming in on the Tigers.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, think about it. You've got the New Orleans Saints playing in the Caesars Superdome, right? They have that customer base there. It is a night game in Death Valley. It's LSU, a home dog. All that does add up to that perfect storm of, ooh, there's money to be made. Patrick Everson joining us on Saturday Tailgate with JC. He is the senior reporter, VegasInsider.com. Follow him on Twitter and get all you need to know on Saturdays and Sundays and also national primetime games with line movement and lopsided action. You give him 45 seconds, he'll give you everything that you need to know. Lopsided action the rest of the slate in college football today. Anywhere else where we're seeing either line movement or lopsided action that's of note, Patrick?
Definitely. No real big line movements other than, I do want to point this out. Notre Dame opened 23.5. Again, and I know this is a big spread, but it's also regional for you and your listeners as well with Florida State.
Of course.
They went from 23.5 to 25.5 at BetMGM. But I think what's more noteworthy about this, you could have had over the summer, and not saying you want to lock your money up for 4, 5, 6 months at a time, but when they did, you know, games of the year type lines over the summer, Notre Dame was like 3.5, 4.5, 5. So you could have come in on Notre Dame in like August, early August at -5, come back on the other side at Florida State +25.5, and you've got a 20-point middle there that you could potentially hit. Look, nobody expected Florida State to have things this rough.
Let me ask you, though, Pat. That has to be, you know, in recent times between that early line and then when the game actually was played, this has to be one of the greatest line movements in recent history. Has to be.
It's definitely one of the bigger ones. There have been a couple like this season to a degree. Oregon, Michigan, honestly, last week was one of them, but this one has got to be, I mean, look, when you've got a 20-point middle, and it's not, I mean, a lot of times you can find these middle situations, Josh, and I know, you know, we're speaking to a lot of new audience too, so I don't want to get too into the woods, but you find these kind of situations in game. A game starts going a different direction than people expected, and you find yourself in a position where you could, you know, make an in-game wager and win both of your bets.
Yeah.
This is pregame. This is before kickoff. You could get Notre Dame at -5. You could get Florida State at +25.5. I mean, it's pretty unusual. This is a massive, massive swing.
Insane, indeed. All right, any liability, major wager that we know about? Any major wagers on this college football Saturday?
Yeah, that's interesting. Going into the weekend, hadn't seen too much put out there yet. I guess they're holding their bankroll a little bit. This stuff always rolls in on game day for sure. Usually you see a few during the week, but I haven't seen too much so far. Right. But as far as liabilities, I mean, certainly Florida State's going to be a liability. I mentioned Notre Dame there. 72% of early bets, 92% of early money on the spread. And this is from BetMGM. A couple of others that are really lopsided. Washington at Penn State. Washington almost a, you got Penn State almost a 2-touchdown dog.
Yeah.
Washington, Penn State. Penn State taking 4-1 tickets, almost 5-1 money on Penn State.
Wow.
Staying up in the with a team up in the Great Northwest. Washington State, 94% of tickets on the spread, 98% of money on the spread.
Oh my
god! Super lopsided there.
But that screams red flag. 94% of tickets. That screams do not bet me or go the other way. Fade the public.
Yeah, I agree. It at least as much as anything, and I'm glad you made that point. Sometimes the best bets you make, the best bets are the ones you do not make.
It's just
there's something wonky about that. Maybe there's plenty of games. Look somewhere else. You know, find something else that's interesting. Oregon pretty lopsided at about 3-1. Tickets and money as it tries to remain undefeated this season. And let's see, Penn State, Washington State, LSU, we already talked about. Georgia, we already talked about.
All right, Patrick Everson, senior reporter, VegasInsider.com. Again, follow him on Twitter. I do. And that's where you get the information about line movement, lopsided action, everything else. Let's go to Sunday, tomorrow, NFL. Can you believe it's week 10 in the NFL just like that? And we had a wacky finish on Thursday night, obviously, with the failed two-point conversion, the missed calls. The public was crying and screaming. People talking about it's rigged, it's fixed, the NFL, they're trying to... Meanwhile, as I understand it, the best outcome actually would have been for the Bengals to win for the sports books. So a lot of the conspiracy theories went out the window. I covered that on my YouTube show, Questionable Call, on just yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely one interesting one. When BetMGM and probably others would have preferred Bengals outright there. Bengals were getting some attention, but people had the Ravens in their money line parlays and their straight bet parlays and so on. Yeah. And you get the Bengals still do cover, and that was the one major wager that we've really seen this week that's been reported so far. There'll be a bunch more over the weekend, Josh, but somebody did, and it was a sharp better, I was told, $110,000, Bengals plus six. So that better cash got to the window for a $100,000 profit in that game. So not a bad way for that customer to start his or her week.
How about some line movement, some lopsided action, liabilities for the remainder of the NFL schedule? I know there's a couple big games, obviously. I imagine people are very interested in Steelers Commanders. I wonder if there's value there. Mm-hmm. I imagine that people are probably pretty interested in Sunday Night Football with Detroit, since they've been covering like 40 of their last 55. Do we see some lopsided action?
Absolutely, on both those keys, but this is a little interesting. I'm really surprised by this. Now, this is going into the weekend, Josh, and I do think some things are going to swing on the Steelers-Commanders game, but at BetMGM, you had 66% of spread bets, 70% of spread money on Pittsburgh. That number has gone up to 3. I did hear from one odds maker that there was a little bit sharp play on the Commanders at 2.5, which helps explain why it's up to 3. But the significant majority of tickets and money on the spread and on Pittsburgh to just go into D.C. and get the outright upset.
Wow.
Significant tickets and money on Pittsburgh there as well. I'm a little surprised by that. I will say, caveat, a lot of money is going to come in on this game on Sunday, and I think the Commanders are going to be in people's money line parlays and so forth. So it could still be a situation a little bit similar to Thursday Night Football, where they're going to need, they may still need the Steelers here, even if there's a decent amount of money coming in on the Steelers on straight bets, because the parlays are going to go to the Commanders. Sunday Night Football, look, it is all Detroit, at least at BetMGM, and I'm sure that's the case at some other books. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the case down there in Florida, Hard Rock.
Hard Rock bet, yes, sir. Yeah.
They're a spread covering machine.
Yeah.
Like you said, 40-15 or something like that in their last 55 games, all under Dan Campbell. 30-8 against the spread, 29-9 straight up in their last 38 games. At BetMGM, tickets and money almost 9-1 on the spread in favor of the Lions on the road against a decent Texans team, although they just don't look like the Lions. The Lions look like the best team in the NFL. That line has also come down. There was definitely a little bit of sharp play on the Texans that helped bring that down. But a lot of it, Nico Collins, if he plays, that obviously makes a big difference there.
A lot of time between, obviously, this Saturday morning and tomorrow night being kickoff at 8:20. I imagine that there's going to be a bajillion parlays, be them money line and point spread, that people are waiting to finish their Sunday on the Detroit Lions. I know 4 is a key number. Is there a chance that this line moves to 4 and even north with the Texans on the plus side?
Not sure if it gets north, but I mean, look, if Nico Collins isn't playing, and it looks like he's going to play, but if he weren't, then that's a possibility. It's also a possibility just based on how the day rolls out, because there's going to be potentially a lot of, as you said, parlays, money line parlays, and those are going to run to the Detroit Lions, no question. If the public has a day like it has had basically 4 of the past 5 weeks, if the Chiefs do well, if the 49ers do well, I do feel like it is going to be a Commander situation. If the Commanders do well, that stuff's going to run, as you pointed out, to the Lions on Sunday night. And John Murray at the Superbook told me, he's like, look, man, if we get beat on the money line parlays and the straight bet parlays again, that's what's killing them the past few weeks. And what he noted, an interesting point that John Murray made, again, at the Superbook here in Las Vegas, Josh, bettors have really ridden and loved over these last few weeks short road favorites. And the Lions fit that role perfectly. They did it at Green Bay.
Yeah.
They're in that situation again at Houston.
Yeah, the public did okay last past Sunday, because obviously favorites were winning outright and favorites were covering. And the public, the squares, well, they use them in teasers and parlays, and I'm guilty of that too. I won't even lie to you. Senior reporter, VegasInsider.com, Patrick Everson. Follow him on Twitter. Get all the information that you need. He's a great follow on Twitter. We appreciate the time, the insight, the expertise as always, and we look forward to doing it again next weekend, my friend. Thank you.
Absolutely, Josh. Have a great weekend.
Ready? Time now for the Pick Six, the Saturday Tailgate Pick Six, presented by Twin Peaks, home of Eats, Drinks, Scenic Views, 29-degree beer, made-from-scratch favorites, home of Billionaire Bacon. Have you had the Billionaire Bacon?
I love the Billionaire Bacon.
It is sweet with a little finish of heat. Mm-hmm. It is a little crunch and a little chew. It's perfection. Love me some Billionaire Bacon from Twin Peaks. By the way, UFC, big pay-per-view card next weekend. And you got, boxing, always boxing pay-per-views, and also other MMA pay-per-views. Did you know that at Twin Peaks, any and every fight card, boxing, UFC, MMA, never a cover, never charge anything to come and watch. Watch all the games, watch all the fights, eat and drink, enjoy the hospitality from the Twin Peaks girls. And remember, happy hour, weekdays. You had a rough day. You deserve it. Pull into Twin Peaks. Have a beverage. Have a little something to eat. Unwind before you go home to that thankless family that doesn't appreciate you. Why are you smiling right now? Because it's true? Because you know who I'm talking to. There's people out there. These fellas know who I'm talking about.
You need that decompression.
Yes, you do. Eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer. It is the ultimate UFC fight headquarters, the ultimate guys lodge at Twin Peaks. Pembroke Pines, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, Davie, and of course, right here in West Palm Beach, just off of I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard. It is Twin Peaks. Let's pick these games, Damian Perez. Let's begin with Miami at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is an 11-point home dog. Who you got?
Listen, UM wins, but they never cover. They could just never stop. The defense just really struggles.
Wow.
Georgia Tech is at home. Give me the points. Georgia Tech plus 11.
We're going to agree. I'm worried in this spot. I think in a few hours when this kicks off, Miami might have us. I can't imagine them getting out to a huge start and blowing them out. I mean, obviously, it's possible. Right. You're a top five-ranked team in the country. But there are going to be points in this game in which they're going to doubt and question themselves. It could get a little rocky. Give me Georgia Tech plus the 11. Let's continue. Georgia Bulldogs at Ole Miss. For Ole Miss, this is an elimination game for their postseason hopes. Ole Miss is a three-point home dog. Who you got?
Jackson Dart just threw for over 500 yards and 6 touchdowns. They're at home. They're in desperation mode.
Woo!
Give me Ole Miss plus 3.
And you don't like how Carson Beck has looked.
He still hasn't looked like that, I guess, Heisman candidate that we need to see him.
He's not. On paper, he is. Games aren't played on paper. I'm going to agree with you again. Give me Ole Miss plus the points. It's not a desperation play. It's a home field advantage play. Tonight, you already know, the big game, Bama at LSU. Bama at LSU. This has traditionally been one of those, even though Bama's won 11 in the last 13. As we discussed, LSU is a 3-point home dog. Same spot that Ole Miss finds themselves. This is an elimination game. Whoever loses this game is not going to the college football playoffs in a 12-team field. Who you got?
Like you said, this is an elimination game. This is a bitter rivalry. Bama coming off a bye. They're both coming off a bye,
actually.
They
both enter off the bye, yep.
But I just feel like Bama, there's been a lot of talk about Bama. They've been listening. I think this is where they kind of make that statement. And they need a statement win because they haven't had one since Georgia. Give me Bama minus 3.
Wow. I'll take LSU at home in prime time. This is not the same Bama program. Let alone team, obviously. Kalen DeBoer learning his way. Just turned 50. Probably felt like the last 3 months aged him by 3 years. I'll take LSU. I'll take both home dogs for 3 points to keep their postseason hopes alive. We shift now in the Saturday Tailgate Pick 6 presented by Twin Peaks to NFL tomorrow. Denver at Kansas City. The Chiefs are a 7.5-point favorite. Who you got?
That's just too many points. Although the Chiefs are one of the best teams. They got arguably the best quarterback, although he may be a little bit banged up.
They're one of the better teams. They're one of the better defenses.
Yeah, but they don't cover. They just don't cover the spread. They don't do well against the spread. I think they win this game, but I think
Broncos
Denver,
plus a 7.5?
I think Denver covers. Give me Broncos 7.5.
You and I are going to agree on every single pick today?
Except for one. But so far, I mean, great minds think alike, huh?
I mean, yeah,
arguably.
We disagree on one so far. I'll take the Broncos and the points. Kansas City wins. Broncos cover. This one people are excited about. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Washington Commanders. Commanders minus 2.5. That number, keep an eye on your Hard Rock bet. Keep an eye if this line goes to 3. Take it. Heard Joe Fortenbaugh yesterday appearing on Greeny saying that if it doesn't, just take the Steelers on the money line. What are you doing? You don't get a chance on money line. We're talking points here. What are you doing?
I don't think this is enough points. I think Washington being at home, the way Jaden Daniels been playing,
yeah,
I just got to go with the home team.
He's about to see, though. He's about to see a defense that's different from a lot
absolutely,
of what he's seen.
Absolutely. I mean, this is not taking anything away from the
Steelers. And a coach who's better than a lot of coaches he's seen thus far.
And they're in a moment where I think they're probably the most motivated moment they've been this season, the best they've been playing. Right. But I'm going to still go Washington minus 2.5.
Give me Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. I'm going to go opposite you, even though I'm not sure I believe it, just because I need to change it up from you just a little bit. And Sunday Night Football, we talked about it with Patrick Everson from VegasInsider.com. The Detroit Lions are at the Houston Texans. Detroit is a 4-point road favorite, and they're going to be a part of 5 bajillion parlays on the money line and the point spread. Who you got? Lions minus the 4? Texans at home, prime time, on that stage, show the nation we are legit, plus the 4.
Houston, they're home dogs. They actually just activated Nico Collins yesterday, actually. But Detroit is just, they're a juggernaut. They're just too complete. They just traded for
they cover a lot. We talked about it with Patrick.
And they just traded for Zaire Smith, which is going to add another defensive lineman. I got to go Detroit in this spot. I think Detroit wins the Super Bowl, in my opinion. Give me Detroit minus
Detroit
four.
Wins this game. I think the line goes higher. I think this line becomes maybe plus 5 on Hard Rock Bet.
I agree.
If it does, take Houston, take those points in that spot. And there is your Saturday Tailgate Pick 6 presented by Twin Peaks. Eat, drink, sing, views, 29-degree beer. Your UFC fight headquarters is Twin Peaks. Time now for the segment known as...
What the hell did you just say?
That's right. James Jones talking about Dak Prescott, who, by the way, IR going to miss 4 weeks plus with the hamstring. James Jones on FS1 on the show called The Facility talking about Dak Prescott and his hamstring said, what the hell did you just say, James Jones? Listen.
Dak quitting.
What?
Hold on, James.
Wait, whoa.
What?
James, say it with on, your James. Chest.
I need some proof. Hold I need on. Some
wait, like tapped out?
Like
when you know, chokehold, and they said,
you just said Dak quit.
And it's crazy because, like.
I've been there, though.
It ain't even, like, funny, though. Like, wow. My man quitting on these dudes.
He used the Q word. You heard that whole show made up of former NFL players. That's why it's called The Facility. And you heard them all say, whoa, hold on. He said Dak has quit on his team. We saw Dak on the sideline last Sunday say, we bleeping suck. We read his lips on that. Listen to Jones, because he gets called out here now by Shady McCoy and others on his show. Listen.
We know when dudes is hurt and really can't go, and we know when dudes is messing around.
But James, we ain't seen the MRIs, James Jones.
Yeah. It ain't off the bone. We seen the play. We ain't seen this man running down the football field and pow, and he just fall. Wait, see that.
Real quick, like,
he said, pow.
Quitting sounds crazy. Like, crazy.
It's true, though.
Shady says, quitting sounds crazy. You heard Emmanuel Acho as well. I don't know if he quit on the team, but that is a bold statement. That's a huge accusation to make. I think he apologized or clarified it a little bit since, but that quantifies and qualifies a...
What the hell did you just say?
Coming up when we return, your Twin Peaks fight picks for UFC Fight Night, Magny versus Prates. And of course, the Hard Rock Bet Easy Money Play of the Week. First, though, it's a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. There's nothing better for the weekend than Bud's Chicken and Seafood. I'm talking about the greatest fried chicken in Palm Beach County. You people voted as such once again. Democracy in action. The people have spoken. Chicken tenders made of USDA tenderloin. All of the dipping sauces, the crinkle cut fries, the mouth watering sides, creamy mac and cheese, coleslaw, potato salad, max out made in house. How about the dipping sauces? How about when you take a Bud's Chicken and Seafood chicken tender made of tenderloin, USDA, you dip it in the sauce, you take that first bite, a little smoke billows out, and you get just a little crunch and a little dollop of grease in the bottom lip right in the corner, and all of a sudden your soul feels complete and you feel happiness and joy. That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Family owned, family operated since 1957. 6 locations, Palm Beach County. Order ahead right now. Order on your phone, budschicken.com. For pickup, for delivery, pick it up through the drive through, have it ready when you get there. Budschicken.com. Budschicken.com. Great family, tremendous food, the greatest value. The best ingredients, the greatest value without question in fast and fast casual eating and or dining is Bud's Chicken and Seafood. That's Bud's Chicken and Seafood.
Yum,
yum, yum. We did them a disservice right there. I tried my best. Go to budschicken.com. Twin Peaks Fight Picks are next. Hard Rock Bet, easy money play. It's Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Time now for your Twin Peaks UFC Fight Picks, presented by Twin Peaks, your ultimate UFC fight headquarters. Fight night tonight, Magny Prates. Let's get right at it. On the main card, our girl, Jillian Robertson, the Savage, coached by her own Dean Thomas. She's a minus 400 favorite. Get that lower. Get her to win by submission. GM3, a plus 260 dog to RDR. I like GM3, major upset. And then to the main event of the evening, Neil Magny is a plus 500 dog for a reason. Carlos Prates, the Brazilian, he wins this fight. Lock it up right now. And of course, where should you be betting this? On Hard Rock Bet. Time now for your Hard Rock Bet Easy Money.
It's time for Easy Money, powered by Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. Download from the App Store and play today. Here's Josh Cohen.
All right, let's get at it. Hard Rock Bet, the only way you can bet, of course, sports in Florida. Right now, you get $100 back if bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. It is so easy to sign up. It is so easy to get started. Brand new kind of parlay, by the way, the Flex Parlay. You don't have to hit every single bet in your Flex Parlay to get paid. Flex Parlay, you get to choose the payout amounts. Go for a bigger payday with more, getting them right, or keep more money by even missing a couple. You can sign up now at hardrock.bet. You can, of course, sign up from the App Store, Google Play Store. Hard Rock Bet. Live wager, parlays, teasers, round robins. It's the best thing to happen to Florida since air conditioning. Hard Rock Bet. Remember, offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Hard Rock Bet, easy money. I think I lost last week. We got the one play wrong. It busted up the teaser. Ended a three-week win streak.
I feel like you needed to come back down to earth a little bit.
That's okay. We get them this week. I got a four-team, 10-point teaser. We're going to use one game from college football and three from the NFL. Let's take LSU, make them plus 13. You like that so far?
I do.
How about the Chargers plus 3 instead of minus 7, plus 3? How about Denver at Kansas City becoming plus 17.5?
Love that play.
And then I'll go Detroit plus 6.5 at Houston, just in case. We'll take the Lions plus 6.5. Got to get all four right. Remember, 100 pays 100. Hard Rock Bet. Legal in Florida. The only way you can bet on sports in Florida. Kids, that'll do it for us. Remember, go to YouTube and subscribe to Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. New episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We are killing it there. You'll love it. We're back here again next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays remain for the boys. Good luck, everybody. Let's have us a Saturday.